Welcome back to Texans Huddle and the College Football Insider Luncheon. And there's no more insider, no one says college football, than this guy right here, Andre Ware. Of course, the big game is the University of Houston against Oklahoma. What a great kickoff event this has been today.
It really has, and great support for the event. A lot of people turned out today to show their support, and a wonderful game for the community of Houston, the city of Houston, to have Oklahoma, who's well represented. They recruit this area quite a bit. And then, of course, the hometown team, the University of Houston, Tom Herman being here today. And I think it's just a wonderful event for the overall goodness of college football within the city of Houston.
Well, of course, we've talked to you at this event before, your connection with ESPN, the four-letter word, but also just being out here and being on this board that you are. But this one's got to be extra special to you because it is the University of Houston, and it really showed when you guys were up there on stage talking about the matchup.
Well, it does. It's been a couple of years in the making, and you get the pairings a couple of years out, and I knew that the University of Houston was going to play Oklahoma a couple of years ago. And you just can't wait until it gets there. And to ride the momentum over a Peach Bowl win against Florida State coming in another big game to start the season. So you finish the season with a major win over Florida State. You get to start the season against a team like Oklahoma and the caliber of program that they have. It kind of sets you on your way for the 2016 season.
Well, I think what I found interesting, and I think a lot of the people here in attendance really enjoyed, was watching you and Coach Herman up there on the stage. And there's such a mutual respect and admiration for each other. I mean, you talked about feeling so welcomed by him, and he just kind of lovingly sort of reached over, patted you on the leg. When he was introduced, I didn't see anybody clapping harder than you did for him there. There's really a mutual respect for the two.
It really is. I mean, he's easy to root for. He's contagious, to be quite honest. And I've got to spend some time with him this offseason playing a little golf. We played in a tournament in Greensboro, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta. I didn't play as well as we would have liked, but we'll get a chance to rectify that a year from now. But you learn a lot about a person in a setting like that, riding with him in a golf cart all day long. Even before that, we talked and constant texting back and forth. He's been so welcoming and just really opened his arms to me to come in, be a part of the program, be a mentor to the kids that are there within the program, and to talk and share my experiences as a Cougar and a former Cougar, to come back and give to this younger generation of Cougars. He's been fabulous.
Well, and it's amazing what he's been able to do with this team in seemingly a short amount of time, but his plans certainly aren't done yet at all for this
No, team. Not at all. I think he's got bigger plans, a bigger fish to fry than even last year with a 13-win season. He wants to win the American Conference each and every year and put himself on the doorstep of the college football playoff and let somebody else figure it out. He's going to do all he needs to do with his football team, and there's no doubt in my mind they're going to be competitive. This isn't just a 1 year and then they go off and it doesn't happen for a while. He's going to be competitive each and every year and let the voters decide whether or not he gets in the playoffs, but they will be competitive. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, and we had a chance to catch up with Coach Herman himself.
To me, it's a little bit easier to kind of come out of training camp and get your feet wet a little bit before you jump into these top 10 matchups. But excited to be playing it. And, you know, if they tell us we're going to do it every year, then we will.
What do you think about opening against them this year, Tom?
Well, they're going to be a top five team probably preseason and deservedly so. I know you want answers about Oklahoma because that's why we're here. But I honestly, Mark, myself and our staff, I don't know anything about them, and I know they're going to be really good. I know they're really well coached. I know Bob does a remarkable job, and his staying power there has been phenomenal. But at this point in the offseason, we're just worried about us and going 1-0 every day this summer and developing the identity of this team. And we'll worry about Oklahoma when the time comes in August.
A lot of people think this might be the signal, the official countdown, but I think you could argue, hey, we've been putting in a lot of work this spring to prepare ourselves for something.
We're not preparing for Oklahoma. We're preparing for the season, and we're developing an identity of what this team is, and we're building leaders. And you're right, that has been going on since we got back from Christmas break in January. So no different than any other season in terms of the kind of the schedule of preparation.
You can't talk much about OU, but the chance for the launching pad for the season, playing such a substantial game right out of the box?
Yeah, I think it's good. I don't, other than to say that I think, you know, it can't hurt. You know, and but I don't like to think that broadly. I know you guys do. You guys get paid to do it, so I'm certainly not opposed to it. But we're really, I mean, I know it sounds like coach speak, but it's the gospel truth. I mean, we're worried about tomorrow and the next day, and we'll worry about Oklahoma. We'll worry about the launch point. We'll worry about the season-long ramifications of that game in August and September, but May, to me, is not the time to worry about it.
Tom, what does it mean to you that the people that run this game are saying now, I mean, who knew when they set this game up several years ago, they feel like they hit the jackpot with UHB? That's because of what you guys have done. What do you think about that?
Well, it's good. Yeah, I mean, it'll be they'll be in the top five. Oklahoma will be. I'd like to think we'll probably be somewhere in the top 12, top 10. And so anytime you can create a matchup years in advance that then – when it does come to fruition, you've got two top 12, top 10 teams colliding the first week of the season, I'd say they're right that they did hit the jackpot when they scheduled it.
All right, it's definitely going to be a great matchup, but let's turn our attention to the Houston Texans since this is Texans Huddle. We haven't had a chance to talk to you since, I guess, since the end of last season. So we want to get your thoughts on the draft, on the offseason acquisitions, of everything that this team has done up to this point. What excites you the most?
I think solidifying the quarterback position, when you have to identify someone and they go out and you start matching or comparing apples to apples or apples to oranges, where there's an experienced guy that's available in free agency who started seven games, and then you're looking at maybe starting over or maybe taking a step back with a rookie quarterback. They wanted to remain competitive, which is why Brock Osweiler is the quarterback of this football team. And I think that shows that they're willing to be competitive each and every year. They want to win and win right now. They add Lamar Miller. And then you go into the draft where there are needs that were taken care of on the offensive side of the ball. You hear OB talk about wanting to be faster. He wants a fast football team. Well, they address those needs in the draft.
Well, it's no surprise that, of course, you would say quarterback, but you know, such a small sampling that we've all seen of Brock Osweiler. What do you see as a guy who knows exactly what to look for on the games you have seen from him and the film you have watched?
I've been impressed with his short to medium range passing, how he gets the ball out, gets it out timely. I think the one thing that you hope comes from this is that they're able to protect him a little bit earlier in his career rather than it having to be a couple of games into the season where they get things solidified up front. I think when you look at the overall transition of what they've made on offense, they've put some playmakers around him, but that's young talent that's going to take a little bit of time to gel, and the faster they gel, the more it's going to look on, it'll shine on him, so to speak. So I think he's a heck of a player, but it's what he's got around him that's really going to ease his job.
Well, he seemingly has the right trio or quartet of wide receivers. Of course, DeAndre Hopkins, we all know what he's capable of, but then you bring in the next couple of receivers. And let's talk a little bit about the guy that Tom Herman speaks so highly of, Brexton.
Called him basically the best football player he's coached when we were in Atlanta together playing golf. And you get the ball in Braxton's hands, and he's just a phenomenal player. Offensive player of the year, 2 years in a row in the Big Ten. He knows what to do with it, and it's a transition, still making the transition as from quarterback to receiver. Had a nice year last year at Ohio State playing that position, and he'll continue to learn. But he's got size, he's got quickness, he understands the game. He'll be a nice, viable option for Brock in the short to medium. And you look at what they've done this offseason, they've added players, not just Braxton Miller, but Fuller and Lamar Miller. Guys that once they catch it, it's excitement. You're holding your breath that they can break home or hit home runs for you.
You've been here, obviously, since the beginning, and I had Bob McNair on the show last week, and he said this was the most excited he's been because he thought this was the most talented team that this has ever been fielded in the Houston Texans organization in their history. Do you agree with that?
I agree, but there's kind of a, you know, I'm a wait and see because I know what young talent is, and on the next level, it takes a while, especially when you're talking about receivers. Historically, they don't make a big splash in their first year. You look at Andre Johnson in his first year, a lot of drops, a lot of missed assignments and things of that sort, but he had an offseason. to work and come back, and then he was a totally different player his second year throughout the remainder of his career as a Texan. So it may take a little time. It's great talent, but it's also young talent that will make some mistakes early.
All right, great stuff. Look forward to kicking off the season with you next year.
Looking forward to it.
All right, we've got to take another time out, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll be joined by your Houston Texans president, Jamie Ruth. Stay with us.